The has rotation within it, running through and through, from the smallest particle to the atom, to the planets, to the suns, to the galaxies. All rotate, and this may be part of what gives rise to the physical properties of mass, gravity, space, time, and various fields, energy fields. Now, that is the physical world, and the spirit world has none of these properties, yet connects to the physical. Where mind projection is concerned, I think the astral planes are important, and one can mind project from planet to planet via the astral planes, which are like staging posts between the planets and what I might refer to as spirit proper, formless spirit. So that mind projection utilizes, shall I say, spirit with the good offices of those in the astral planes. So mind projection is from physical beings to physical beings, but involves spirit and those in the astral planes, and so there is no effect of space or time, so that the communications are instantaneous. And I would ask, is that a fair picture of how things are involving mind projection?
Yes, I understand your question. And let me say, I admire the complexity of your words. If I may simplify it for you further, whether you speak of the physical or the spiritual, you are speaking of energy. Physical energy is much denser, that is so, while spiritual energy is much more refined. And yes, the mind projection from the human is part of the spiritual connection which is needed. But in your mind, the way you have described your words, you are thinking along the correct lines. But I would prefer to say that refined energy conjoins with denser energy at certain points, which therefore makes it appropriate for mind projection to work between beings.
Yes.
And note, I do not say human beings. There are many forms of beings who are not of spirit. But the connection is simplicity itself. It is the joining of refined spiritual energy, joining with that denser energy which comes from the human beings' own thinking.
Yes. So,
if you try to make these things more complex by your human thinking, you will come unstuck. Because there is no simple answer for you. But your explanation I much admire.
Thank you, Hans. I'm searching for a reason for the one world having a set of physical properties while the other world has not.
Yes.
And perhaps, perhaps this is unnecessary thinking.
Yes, it is extraneous thinking. It is just denser energy. The same energy of all life, but much more refined energy combined with denser energy is utilized for the purpose of mind projection. It is as simple as that.
So the denser energy automatically has the physical properties?
Yes. Yes. Does it not seem more simple now?
It certainly seems more simple, yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I hope that helped you. We are speaking of a difficult topic here, when we are speaking again of energy. Always this has been a difficulty when we come to explanation.
Yes, and just going on from there, a mind projection between beings, would that mean it also happens between beings who are not on physical planets?
There are many forms of life, my dear friends, some of which we have spoken of.
Yes.
And as you have become aware in recent times from our visitor, shall we say, who is projecting his mind, because from where he comes it is so much easier for them to do, because they have developed that sense of projection. I am afraid mankind, as he is at this moment in time, is but a child in this activity.
Yes, I'm sure we all accept that.
But that is not to say they cannot be taught, and that is what we are trying to attempt with you all, my dear friends.
Okay. Anyone else a question?
I was going to ask a question. I guess it's, again, on the subject of mind projection, is that trying to visualize things in my mind, I realise how difficult it is to do. I think probably some people are more developed in this than myself. So before I try to manipulate the scales in the experiment I was describing last time, what I've been trying to do is to practice the visualisation of objects in my mind during meditation. And I assume that if I continue to practice with this, I will actually get better and better at actually envisaging things in my mind, which means that later on I'll be able to focus better than I can at the moment.
Yes, of course you need to develop the spiritual aspect of your being.
Yes.
If you are to focus with the thinking brain of humankind, then you will always find it to be more difficult.
Yes.
You have to be in a state of raised consciousness. something behind the physical thinking and just being.
With a totally quiet mind.
With a quiet mind, if possible.
Yes.
But, as you well know, this takes practice,
yes,
as does all things. You would not expect to do anything in your world without practice. Mm.
Of course.
And also, it applies to many of these spiritual attributes, that they also must be practiced often.
Yes.
Mm. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
But yes, please continue in the way that you are.
Thank you very much.
And you will reap the results if you stay true to it.
Yes, well, that's certainly something to look forward to. Yes, thank you.
I would gently remind all of you that many things are possible if you have that deep spiritual desire. It is entirely up to each individual how they develop in their own way. It is part of their free will and their own responsibility in whatever way they choose to develop. Now, I feel this time that we will allow some others to come.
Thank you.
And I look forward to our next meeting together.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what we all.
And I know that as you leave this meeting place at this time, you will feel much more upliftment within your individual lives.
Thank you.
Thank you.